tried to grow something? Especially something from a seed? Recently I was given a fig tree. It was a very wonderful gift, but it does take effort to grow. And this was already something that was somewhat grown already, and now something I need to take care of because it was already growing and living and going. It's much more difficult when you try to grow something from a seed. The tending that takes, the right soil, the situation that it's in. And now you can also put seeds out there, for example, grass seed, and often it will just grow. You just spread it around and it'll grow as long as it's watered properly and so forth. And even then, sometimes it'll just grow even if you put it out there. But there might be weeds that'll be out there. It might not be the soil is prepared just right. The seed, Jesus says, is the word of God. And as we know, Christ is the sower. And all, as we hear in our Alleluia verse for this week, all who come to him will have life forever. And he tells the famous parable of the sower, about the seed that's put out on the path and on the rocky ground and in the thorns and the rich soil. But let's stop for a moment and think about that rich soil. We get Jesus's explanation about the path and it's trampled on, or the rocky soil and the life's troubles, or things that just lacking in rootedness, and things that are persecutions or difficulties that might come that keep faith from growing. But what is that rich soil? When we hear the word of God, when we hear the one who is the word of God, Christ, and his voice in our lives, and especially in and through his church, because that's the way in which we have the rich ground. The rich ground comes as a result of the life of faith that is in and through the community of faith, the church. Now, the church is not perfect. The founder is perfect, and the church has the Holy Spirit continuing to move through and move us toward perfection. But we as human beings are sinful, and there are things that have occurred in the history of the church, even up to this day, that are sinful and that cause people to not have the ground that's rich soil in which we can grow 30 or 60 or 100 fold in faith. And that's what's important for us then to look at. How is it that we are living our faith? What is the way in which we're living, and how are we assisting other people in living their faith out well? Because that kind of accompaniment is something that does take time. The building of community takes time, but it is also not just simply our doing, but God is involved. The Holy Spirit is working in and through what it is that we are doing. But we need to have openness, and that's also the rich soil. The openness that the Lord provides by grace so that we can be able to move forward. We can be able to grow and deepen our lives in faith. But those seeds need to come in a variety of ways. Growing up in a farming community, the blueberry capital of the world of Hammonton, New Jersey, I saw firsthand things growing. And experience that, and how that rich soil needs to be prepared. Around this time, it was the height of blueberry season, and still is. But something else goes on in that town that's gone on for 145 years this year. A procession through the streets in honor of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. The community there doing literally street evangelization, trying to plant the seed among people who are going to celebrate because it's a wonderful church festival and not necessarily for religious reasons. Or maybe they're trying to deepen their faith in some way and so they came. Or maybe just people who are curious. And the seeds are planted. The seeds are spread in the form of prayer cards of the various saints or scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Some of it will fall on the path, some will go on rocky ground, some will be among thorns, but there will be, for a number of people, an openness that's there, that the Lord has provided, that in that moment, that seed begins to grow. And then what does someone find when they actually come back, or for the first time, to the community of faith, the church? Will they find a community that welcomes them? Will they find a community in which they can continue to grow beyond 30-fold, into 60-fold, into 100-fold, so that then there is a full fruitfulness that occurs, that in full growth, the beauty of what the Lord is doing comes to full fruit? We must be the ones who assist our brothers and sisters and accompany them in deepening and in becoming as fruitful as possible, and to move away from the things that hold people back from full life in Christ. And if our own sinfulness holds them back, then may we be reconciled to the Lord, and may we allow the charity of Christ to urge us on. May these seeds grow into full and beautiful flower. The Catholic Apostolate Center has put together a number of resources for this time. Just go to catholicapostolatecenter.org/COVID-19. Our prayers are with you. God bless you, now and always.